Thank you so much. The Lord richly bless each and every one of you. Take your Bibles and turn with us to Luke's Gospel, the 15th chapter. I'm going to read from very, very familiar scripture. Verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him unto his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. I wanted to talk to you just for a little while today about there is a way home. There is a way home. Lift your hand and ask the Lord to help us together. Lord, we come to you humbly as we know how today. I am nothing without you, Jesus. I pray there's someone here today that would love to find their way back home, that was searching, hungering, thirsting. I pray that you would move and work and touch a life today for your glory and for your honor. Save a lost soul. Bring home a backslider, straying, drifting one. We will give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. From this very familiar, much preached from passage of Scripture, I'd like to talk to you just for a few moments, not going to hold you long. There's something that the devil does to backsliders, straying, drifting ones, and that's that he lies. He is a liar, and he's the father of liars, and you cannot expect him to tell you the truth. What amazes me is how many people believes him and accepts what he says as truth. There's one thing the devil tells a backslider is, you can't get home from where you are. You can't get back. You'll never feel what you used to feel. You'll never have what you used to have. My little grandmother told my mother, and I understand what she was saying. She was encouraging her girls and her sons to never backslide. I understand what she's saying. She said, never, never, never backslide. And this was her reasoning. She said, because I backslid when I was young. And she said, I have never got back to the place where I was before I backslid. Now, I understand what she's saying. She don't want her girls to backslide. But my grandmother believed a lie in telling her she could never have what she used to have before she backslid. My grandmother believed that until her dying day. She was convinced she could never experience the joy, the peace, and the happiness that she had before she went away. The devil had convinced her she could never get back to the place from where she was. I would like to help somebody here this morning to understand that that is a lie of the devil. Now, when you backslide and you go back on God, do you have scars? Yes. Do you create memories that will haunt? Do you paint a picture in your past that will always remind you of what you've done? Yes. But I'm here to preach to you today. There is a way back. I said there is a way back home. There is a way back to that joy you once had. There is a way back to that peace that you used to have. There is a way back home. That's what I want to talk to you today. I believe as this young man was degraded to the place of caring for swine, being a Jewish boy, raised kosher, having nothing to do with pork, finds himself in a pig pen feeding and taking care of swine. And this boy, as he continues, losing it all. Not only did he lose his finances, but he begins to lose who he was. He began to forget who he was. He began to lose his influence, lose his good name. Listen, when you're out there in sin, backslidden away from God, you lose everything. Everything. You lose everything but an eternity in hell unless you turn around and find your way back home. This boy in this degraded position of feeding swine lost it all. No money in his pocket. Was hungry. And not even the man that owned the hogs would share with him even the husk that the hogs did eat. I want you to know today that the devil is a hard taskmaster. He promises everything and delivers nothing. He offers you the world and you end up with the dregs of the cup that you drink of. It's sinful, sinful pleasure that turns from fun to bitterness in a matter of a season. Those pleasures of sin is only for a season. And you know not when the season will end. Whether your season lasts for a lifetime or it lasts just for one drink or one drag on some marijuana cigarette that ends your life at that very instant. The sin season will end of pleasure and fun, and it will end up in a horrible, horrible situation, and you'll find yourself thinking, how did I get here? How have I wound up so far away? And maybe you're sitting here in the church pew today and you're wondering, how have I drifted so far? How have I strayed so far? How have I ended up where I am today? I bring you good news. There's a way back home. No matter how far you've strayed, no matter how far you've drifted, no matter how far you have went away from God, there is a way back home. You see, home is a dwelling place. Home is a place of refuge. And listen, you can live in the finest home physically and be totally homeless spiritually. You can drive the finest of cars and make the best of money. But if you could look at your spiritual life, it's living a homeless existence. Today, right here around these altars, this is home. This is home for your spirit, the Holy Church of God. Maybe you've been raised right here in this church and you've drifted away and you've strayed away. This is home for you. And I want you to know there's a way back home. And it's more than just getting in your car and coming and sitting in a church pew and listen to the singers sing and the testifiers testify and the preacher preach and the pastor minister unto you. I'm talking about home, home. I'm not talking about this piece of property and this building. I'm talking about your spiritual home. Listen, this boy was not only homeless in the physical, but he was homeless in the spiritual. And there's no worse homelessness than being homeless spiritual. No dwelling place. No place of refuge. You come home to your house and it's not a home. You come home to your marriage and there's no love there like it should be. Because until you truly love God, you can't love your mate. Until you truly love Jesus, you can't truly love your children. I know there's natural sequences of life, and there is a nature place in us that we naturally love those that we love. We naturally love those that love us back. There's a nature there that we love our children. But listen, the farther you get away from the God, the farther away you get away from natural affection. There's one thing that happens to you as you drift further and further and further away from God. You begin to lose natural affection. And the Bible tells us in the last days, men and women will be without natural affection. And that includes more than lesbianism and homosexuality. It is natural to love your children, is it not? But when you get so far away from sin, you begin to neglect your children. It is natural to love your wife. God placed a man and a woman in the Garden of Eden, and they loved one another. That is natural. That is inbred in us. But the farther you get away from God, you begin to lose that natural love for your wife, and you begin to cheat on her. You begin to cheat on him. You wonder, why? Where is that love gone? Where is my affection gone? Why am I doing what I'm doing? It all goes back to you have a homeless spirit, friend. You're drifting. You're wandering. You're like a bird that is strayed from its nest. There is no resting place. There is no home. There is no place of refuge. There is nothing to hold on to when you don't have the anchor for the soul. Would you pray with me, church, right now? I'm a reaching for somebody. It looks to me like everybody in this church today is saved. Every one of you look good. Every one of you looks like I have missed it totally. But I was preaching in a service and I said those words. And a young lady came up to me with a long dress, a holy look with long hair and it done up. And she walked up to me and she said, Jimmy, don't ever say what you said, that everyone looks good and everyone look saved. She said, I may look it, but I'm not. She said, I look like a Christian, but I have drifted. I have strayed, and I am as backslid as any sinner out there on the street. And she said, Jimmy, would you keep reaching for us? Would you keep reaching for us that looked the part and were not? Maybe I'm talking to somebody here. You've already backslid on the inside, and the outside's not even showing it yet. I said, you've strayed on the inside so far from God, and you're still going through the rituals. You're still going through the program. You're still coming to church, and the devil's a lying to you, saying you'll never have what you used to have. You'll never have the joy you used to know. You'll never have the peace. You'll never have victory. You'll never run the aisles again. You'll never shout again. This preacher has come to tell you today, there's a way back home. I said there is a way back home. Am I talking to somebody that's losing natural affection? Am I talking to a man out there that's begun to be attracted to that lady on the job? Am I talking to a lady out there that's beginning to be attracted to some other man besides the husband? You know what? You're getting so far away from God that you're losing natural affection. Am I talking to a dad that's mean and become hard and bitter? Nothing can please you. The wife can't cook a meal good enough for you. You're critical. You're coming home and all you do is gripe. You're losing natural affection. Am I talking to a holiness-looking woman that's bitter? When your husband comes home, all he has to look forward to is griping, complaining, bitterness spilling from you. You're losing natural affection. This young man came to himself in that hog pen, in his homelessness physically, wakes up and realizes that he's even more homeless spiritually. I have no safe place. I have no protection. I have no umbrella of authority above my head. I am out here at the mercy of the world, the mercy of sin, the mercy of the devil, and he has none. I have no roof above my head. I have no father to be under authority to. I have no one to protect me. I have no one to appeal to. I have no one to run to. I have no hiding place. But then he remembers, as the devil whispers in his ear, ha ha, you're so far away. There's no way home from where you're at. And who knows how many days he spent in complete depression, oppression, possibly even suicidal. There's no way home from here. Dad wouldn't welcome me. Dad wouldn't want me. The devil will lie to you every way possible to hold on to you and to keep you in that place. Traveling in Quebec a few years ago with all those French stop signs and French road signs, couldn't read nothing and got turned around. What good's a road map if you don't know where you're at? And I got turned around up there, and I pulled into this gas station, and I was scared to pull in because they told me, if you speak English to them folks, it makes them mad because they want liberty and freedom. They want their own state, and they'll only talk to you in French. So I pulled up, and there's an old white-headed, balding fella, weighed probably 225 pounds, 5'10", big old overalls on, had a welder's hat, kind of cocked sideways. I walked up to him. He stuck his thumbs right there in the sides of his overalls. Walked up to me, and I said, "Sir, I'm lost." And he spoke to me in French. And that made me feel even more lost. Not only was I lost, couldn't read the road signs, the road map I had, couldn't even know where I was at. I wonder today if maybe some of you picked up the Bible, and it doesn't make any sense to you because you don't even know where you're at. The road map to heaven. Are you so mixed up? Are you so lost? Are you as lost as we was in Quebec? And I said, "Sir, please, can you speak English?" And that old gentleman said, "Son, how are you?"
Just as clear.
I said, "Thank you, sir." I said, "I'm looking for a certain place, certain road. I need to get back to Maine. We come up through New Brunswick, crossed over into Quebec, and we want to cross back across the St. John's River and go back into New Brunswick and then back into Maine, northern Maine, Caribou, Maine." And he looked at me and said, "Son, you can't get there from where you are." He had this serious look on his face. Now I had this feeling like I knew better than that. I thought to myself, "Sir, if I could just retract myself, but I can't even do that. I know there's a way over here because I got here." That's going through my mind. I mean, you can't get somewhere where you can't get. You can't be somewhere where you can't be. So that don't make sense to me. What I did not know was he was playing with me. "You're telling me I can't get there from here?" Bro brought his hands up a little bit more and pulled them straps out a little bit more on his overalls and smiled and said, "Son, you don't know how close you are." He said, "Welcome to Quebec. I hope you're having a good time. The road you're looking for is 2 miles down there on the left." Just told me I couldn't get there from where I was. And come to find out, I was only 2 miles from where I needed to be. I'd like to let somebody know this morning that you're a lot closer home than the devil will let you think you are. I said, "You're a lot closer home. There is a way back." I said, "There is a way back." Sean, did you get me a song this morning? There is a way back home. Am I talking to somebody? You're straying, you're drifting, you still look the part, but inside you're as backslidden as can be. There's a way back to the joy. There's a way back to the peace. There's a way back to the victory. There's a way back to revival. We're starting revival this morning, are we? I said, "There's a way back to revival. There's a way back to the moving of the Holy Ghost. There's a way back to what's missing in your life. I will arise and I will go to my Father." And this is what I'm going to say. "I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants." Brother, I have a feeling like that he recited that over and over and over all the way home. "Father, I'm no more worthy to be thy son. Would you please make me one of your hired servants? They've got bread enough and to spare, and I'm starving. I have nothing to eat. Probably every step of the road. Father, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son." Probably folks that saw him walking down the road thought he was out of his mind. Father, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy heart servants. Father, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy heart servants. Probably he was so caught up in trying to get what he was going to say down just right, brother. He hadn't noticed that his father had saw him a great way off. Some of you are so worried about what you're going to come up here and say that you don't even realize the fathers are reaching and running to you. See, you think that you got to come up here to this altar to meet the Father. Yes, that's the right place to come. But the Father's already right there beside of you. And he's seeking to place his arms around you and hold you. It's just simply up to you. As we stand all over this house, every head is bowed and every eye is closed. I wonder if there would be one on this first service or revival that would step out right from where you are and say, preacher, I realize I'm losing things in my life. I'm drifting away. I begin to notice, preacher, I'm losing natural affection. I'm losing natural affection for things that I should love. I've lost my natural affection for God. I've lost my natural affection for church. I'm no longer attending like I should be attending. I've lost that spiritual, natural affection for the Word of God. How many knows that when you're spiritual, you have a natural affection for His Word? I'm skipping the Word. I'm losing that affection. Listen, as you continue losing natural affections, your spirit will die. Then the devil will not be satisfied with that. He'll begin to work on your physical natural affections and begin to rip them away. And you're no longer happy at home, no longer happy in the marriage, no longer happy with your house, no longer happy with your job. The most miserable people in the world are people that's lost. Are you here this morning and want to come and stop this vicious cycle? Stop this vicious slide into the pit. Are you here this morning? Will you please step out from where you are? There's a way back home. The devil's lying to you. God bless this brother. Hey, that takes a real man to do what he just did. Is there another real man, real woman here today? Some of you brothers gathering and pray with him. Hallelujah. Is there another one here today that will join us? Are you here? Come home. 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 Oh, I'm looking for someone on the ladies' side here. Is there someone here that needs to come home? Is there someone else? Is there someone else? I beg you. I beg you with all the love. Hey, wonderful thing about getting right in the first service, you have the rest of the revival to shout in. Is there one here today that would like to come to this altar and get it right? Get it right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, I want every young person in this house. I want every brother and sister. I want every elder saint. I want you to come around this front. You do as you please, kneel or stand. I want us to come around this front this morning. And if you're saved today, I want you to get a prodigal offering.